It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the Ask the Builder show on WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati. Great to have you here this morning. And I am energized. It's really unusual. Today, I don't know why, but when I was driving to the radio station, I mean, I was just like wide awake. I felt like it was, oh, I don't know, like 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock. I just like jazzed. I mean, and I'm talking no caffeine, no coffee, no anything, just raring to go. So that's I don't always feel that way, you know, driving to the station this early. So I just thought I'd let you know that. I want to thank the people who are here, the first string running the show today. We've got B-Rad, better known as Brad. We've got Ryan here, and we've got Todd. So the four of us are ready to work for you. And, of course, the only way to make that happen, because all of us have mystic powers, but we're not strong enough to know your telephone number. So you have to call us. I can't call you. I don't know your number. 749-1035, 749-1035. That's how you get a hold of me. We're going to go to Catherine in just a minute. But before I want to go to Catherine, I want to tell you, I was at the Builder Show last week down in Orlando, Florida. What a change in weather there, although it wasn't too much different than here. Mid to upper 70s, just very balmy weather. I can see why people like Orlando or Florida in the summertime. Boy, I just, the only mistake I made is I didn't cut out any extra time to go golfing. So, oh well. And one of my buddies, who was a writer, was scolding me because he had come down 2 days early to golf, but I just couldn't make it happen. So the Builder Show, very cool. As always, lots of great new products. One of the things that was kind of interesting, I got to see a demo of it. It's been out for just a little bit. It wasn't so much a brand new introduction at the show. Or if it was, they didn't say so. They didn't make it seem that it was an exclusive. Was a very neat, this may sound crazy, but it's an outdoor faucet, you know, like a hose bib for just your garden hose. But what's different about this hose bib is that it works exactly like a shower faucet. It's made by Moen, and in other words, the plumber, when he pipes it, he can pipe it with both hot and cold water. So that, and the way you work this hose bib is you just pull the knob out, just like a shower valve, and you twist it left or right. If you just want all cold water, turn it right, and it just works like a regular hose bib. But, you know, those of us, you know, who might want to do our own car washes in the wintertime, you know, you can now have hot water at an outside hose bib without any kind of special piping. In the old days, if you wanted to have hot water, you know, a plumber had to sit there and do all kinds of magic to make that happen, you know, with mixing valves, blah, blah, blah. So this is just a neat little hose bib. Just thought I'd let you know. It's very, very interesting. And I happen to be one of those people. I like to wash my own car in the wintertime, not necessarily take it to a car wash. And who wants to do it with 38-degree cold water coming out of that hose? That really gets your hands cold. So that was one neat little thing. Tons of other incredibly great products. I just, I don't even know where to begin. Great new floor inlays from, you know, like Oshkosh that even have glass tile in them. If you're a power tool freak, this is the year of power tools. You will hear me talk a lot about this. The first night I got down there, we went to an opening dinner and presentation by DeWalt. And what's happening right now in the power tool industry is this incredible competition on battery technology for the cordless tools. And what it is, not, you need to know this, not all batteries, cordless batteries, are made the same. I mean, not by a long shot. Just like there are all these different car models out there, I mean, you know, Mercedes, Ford, Chrysler, Volvo, Toyota, whatever. I mean, as many cars as are out there, different models and different manufacturers, the same is exactly true for the batteries. There's all different kind of chemistry going on inside that battery. They're not all the same. Okay, so DeWalt has come up with this incredible new lithium phosphate technology, 36 volts. If they had blindfolded me and put one of those tools in my hand and not telling me whether it was a corded tool, like 120 20 volt versus cordless, I would have never known. I mean, I tried with this drill to get it to bog down using a giant 2 9/16 inch bit, and it reacted just like a regular corded tool. So lots of exciting stuff out there about tools and products. And you'll learn about them here. I mean, each week I'm going to do my best to start to talk about a new product or tool each and every week, make it a regular feature on the show.